Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is January 7th, 2015. This is episode 105 of The Big Show, and Happy New Year. Welcome back. I am really thrilled to be back. I'm really thrilled that you are back. Start of a new year, always an exciting time, always a lot of fun. I don't know about you, but there's two times of year that I look as a real period of renewal. And they are obviously the first of the year, and less so the start of the school year. Because I don't know about you, I have kids. And because I have kids, you know, when they go back to school, that feels like the start of something too. But nothing feels as big as the start of an actual new year. Nothing feels as, you know, ripe with potential, ripe with opportunity, as the start of a brand new year. It gets me very excited. I get very jazzed about it. And I very much look forward to all of the things that we're going to accomplish together over the next 12 months. I mean, it's just an exciting, exciting time. So with that in mind, you know, I wanted to talk a bit today about where we seem to be headed as we move into 2015 in a big, big way. Now, I talked about this last week in terms of the top trends that came up in past episodes of Thinks Out Loud. I also did the same thing for the blog with the 14 top posts of 2014 and evaluated what are the topics that you and your fellow listeners and your fellow readers of the blog most engaged with, most cared about. And there were really three major trends that appeared a lot in all of that, in the top posts, in the top Thinks Out Loud episodes, three big trends that came up again and again and again. And they are the growth of mobile, the growth of millennials as a marketplace force, and the growth of e-commerce. And of course, the fourth trend is the relationship of one to the other, right? Because millennials and mobile are force multipliers, if you're familiar with that term, right? They have a multiplying effect on one another in terms of driving increased e-commerce growth. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that as millennials age into the marketplace. Because we know millennials use mobile a lot more than do people who aren't millennials, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. We know that millennials use e-commerce a lot more, and again, I'll talk more about that in a minute. What that creates, though, is that millennials become a bigger force in the marketplace. We're going to see increased use of mobile, and we're going to see increased use of e-commerce. And what's really critical to note is that for millennials in particular, and your customers more generally, as you go forward, there's less a distinction between e-commerce and offline. There's less a distinction between online and offline. This is something I've talked about before. This should not come as news. But it's this reality of your customers are online all the time. They don't go online at certain points. They now live their lives entirely online. eMarketer has an interesting piece that came out the other day that talks about how in-store mobile use is redefining customer service. And one of the things that's particularly interesting about that is it's very much true that people would rather look up information on their mobile phones than talk to someone in the store. They'd rather find it for themselves. And that's particularly true among millennials, as well as young Gen Xers, most Gen Xers really, but young Gen Xers. And it's also particularly true among men. They're really creating this opportunity to do what they want to do at the time they want to do. That's what I was just talking about a moment ago. They just take mobile for granted. And so how you address this with your customers is going to change as you go forward. Now, this is all straight out of the e-marketer research. But they reference a Deloitte study for those of you who are concerned about showrooming, where people are coming into your store, coming into your place of business, researching the products and buying offline. That's true. If you do it right, you will be the place they buy it from. Even if they're buying it from your online source, you need to think about how that works, right? They reference some Deloitte numbers that mobile use during and before the store visit converted to $600 billion in U.S. retail sales in 2013, or 19% of all brick and mortar sales. Now, I don't know about you, but does anyone think that number declined in 2014? Does anyone think that number got lower than 19%? I thought it was interesting that the gap, and I know about the gap a little bit. I'm not a client, but my daughter actually works for one of their retail stores. The Gap just appointed their new CEO is an e-commerce guy. Because what they seem to recognize is that these things work together and that they need to make their stores function more as an extension of online than it's just the end-all be-all themselves, and make those work more seamlessly. And I think you're going to see a lot of companies do that as you go forward. If you think about what the AgFam folks are doing, and for those of you who are new to the show, AgFam are Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, the big players who can really help shift the market and really control big parts of the market. You're seeing things like Amazon doing a lot of work with mobile payments. They have a new program called Login and Pay with Amazon, a new program. They launched it a couple years ago. But what they're finding is that a quarter of its use, 25% of all the people using it, did so from mobile, according to Mobile Commerce Daily. They're recognizing that for their customers, they want to go ahead and do what they want to do when they want to do it, and they're buying on mobile a lot, fully a fourth. When you think about things like iBeacon, you know, TNews has a great piece about the use of Apple iBeacon in travel, where Starwood Hotels is testing in 30 hotels the use of the iBeacon, so that they can do things like greet arriving guests by name, because they'll know when they're actually on property. They'll know when they're in the physical place, the physical building. They want to accelerate the check-in process. They're going to do things like let housekeeping know when guests are still in the room, so you don't have that situation of you're sitting in your room and somebody, housekeeping, right? I mean, they'll actually know when the guest is there or when the guest isn't there. And they're even thinking about letting guests skip check-in altogether. And if you think about it, things like beacons create lots of opportunity for you to streamline the process for your customers as well. Direct them to where products and services are in your store. Direct them to where services are in your store. If you're an outlet mall or a shopping mall, you know, how can people find their way around more effectively than just looking for the map and the "you are here," right? And maybe skip checkout at retail altogether. There was an old IBM ad I dug up on YouTube from 1999. Of a guy just walking out of the store when he's done because they just skipped the checkout. And we're reaching a point where that's now going to be the reality for many, many customers, or certainly the reality they want. And if you can help customers achieve the reality they want, you've got a huge opportunity for integrating into your loyalty program. Make that a feature for your customers who are your best customers to make it simple for them to do what they want. Apple does it today with Apple Pay within their Apple stores. Very, very cool, very friendly, and works for, as we just talked about, all those people who don't want to talk to someone in the store. You're seeing more online players get in the mix. There's a great piece that I just read about. GM is now going to enable local search within OnStar. General Motors. So instead of thinking of calling Google, you might actually just ask your car where I'm going or where I need to be or where can I find a good store. You know, as you think about search engine optimization, you think about how to position your stores and your services and your products in search. You need to think about, hey, is this a place where I can appear or how can I appear there more effectively? I think this is long overdue. The car is still such an untapped platform. I think you all know I highlight the Mary Meeker report every year. And in the 2012 report, she talked about the fact that there are 52 minutes a day, 144 million Americans per day spend 52 minutes in their car, and three quarters of them do it by themselves. So it's still this unbelievable, untapped platform that now you're starting to see people like General Motors go, wait a second, we can do something here to help customers and, yes, grow our business too. Now, it's one of those things where as you look at all of this, you're seeing that many businesses have said that the integration of offline and online is their top digital marketing priority for 2015. Marketing Charts has data that shows that. And for all the reasons I just discussed, that's why. That's why you have to put those two things together. I wrote a piece about how big e-commerce will be in 2015 earlier this week. And I said, you've got to stop thinking about e-commerce as being 5% of the market or 6% of the market or 9% of the market or whoever's numbers you choose. Instead, you have to remember that, according to eMarketer, 70 to 80% of U.S. smartphone or tablet users said that they had completed or would soon complete a purchase related to their smartphone research. The research that they conducted on their smartphone. And again, those Deloitte numbers that 19% of all brick and mortar was occurring based on people using mobile before or during their store visit and converting to $600 billion, 19% of all brick and mortar. So you really need, as you go into 2015, as we get into 2015 in a big way, we need to think about how do we actually make mobile complementary to the customer experience, no matter where they are? How do we integrate it more fully into what we do to for our loyal guests, for our loyal customers? How do we make those all work together? And when you do a good job of that, I can guarantee you 2015 is going to be a really exciting year. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. Again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. It should show up under any of those titles. And of course, you can email me. Just drop me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I love to hear from you. Shoot me emails about your comments, your questions, your concerns, your complaints, anything that you might be thinking of that you'd like to share or talk about. By all means, feel free to drop me out a note. I do look forward to it. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a terrific week ahead. And I do look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.